you'll be sharing it with us.
I am reviewing it.
And it would not go the direction that we thought that it might have been going before.
I think we should have a separate conversation as soon as we get it.
Be happy to do it.
Release it, but it is, I think it will improve both the functions of OSM and BLM, and I think we will find some efficiencies there, and I hope you'll be positive in your response to
this. The stream buffer, sir, and I know it's been talked about briefly, and I think that it's been brought up us in Nebraska, and I know my time's running short. I'm concerned about the definition. I mean, I want people to know in West Virginia, our streams are very valuable, our water sources are very valuable, but our topography is what it is. And a stream that carries water 12 months a year, a stream that provides recreation, provides life-giving water and sources of that, have not been touched nor ever intended to be touched. And I think there's a misnomer. We're talking about what some people have identified as a stream, which is basically a drainage ditch or a drainage area that might, if you had a piece of property and you're putting property, you want to make it more useful, if you change the ditch from here to here, so when you have a heavy rain and it runs off, it goes in an area that still keeps your property more useful. And that's a good discussion I'd love to have with whoever in your office that we could have that with. My number of times up. If you would accommodate me with that, I would really appreciate it, sir.
Yeah. Senator Manchin, let me just say we know the importance of the stream buffer protection rule to you
right.
And to your state, and as we move forward in addressing how we can both support full development at the same time, making sure that
right.
Protecting the streams, and we'll make sure that we are including you in our
economy. In West Virginia, we believe very strongly there's a balance between the environment and the economy, and we're more than glad to lead the way, if you will, but we want a partnership. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Heller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll get off my $10 gallon push. I've got another issue that's important for Nevada. It's something that you've already touched on, Mr. Secretary, a little bit. That is the listing of the sage grouse. I know Senator Lee brought that up a little bit. I have a letter here that he responded to a request for some information. And first of all, I'd like to thank you. I'm happy to see the administration responding to the request for information so that to have this here means a lot. In fact, a shared concern that we have for that listing was an important part of that. If the sage grouse were to be listed, I think it would have a devastating impact on the economic activities on public lands, including one of, I think, our shared priorities, and that's renewable energy. And I have many concerns with the land management controls posed by BLM and the sage grouse, and for that reason, I'm putting together a sage grouse working group. You have an interim plan without the